We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos. Hilchas Tfila Samincha, Halacha Dalet. Inyan Tfila Samincha, Shezhiru Olav Razal B'Yoyser, regarding the topic of Mincha, which our rabbis warned us about very, very strictly. Kemoi Sham Razal, as the Gemara says, Lo'olam Yehiyodom Zohir B'Tfila Samincha, a person should be extra careful about Tfila Samincha. V'chein Hezhiru Sheloi Lahaschil Shum Dovar Samach Mincha. And they also warned us not to start any projects or any activities close to the time when you're permitted to daf mincha, kama shekoso b'mishnah, as it says in a Mishnah Masech de Shabbos, lo yeshev odom lefnei asapor samach lemincha ad sheyispalel. A person shouldn't sit down in front of the barber close to the time of mincha until the person first makes sure to daf mincha. V'lo yikones odom lemerchatz, a person shouldn't go into the bathhouse, v'chulu, etc. Al pi amaymar vayomer Hashem Moshe boy al paroi. This chapter of Likutei Halachos is based on and related to chapter 64 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is entitled Boy al paroi, ki ani echbadati esli boy. Ayin shom kol hamaymar. Review that entire chapter in Likutei Moran, kuloi, the entire, vahovein shom heitev, and try to understand it well. Because it's very deep and wondrous concepts. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to summarize for us briefly that chapter on Likutei Moran, or the parts that are related to us. V'haklal, to summarize, shekol hachochmois, v'hakashios, v'hakfirois, v'abilbulim, she'en lohem tshuva, all the different types of wisdoms and questions and denials of Hashem and confusion for which there aren't answers, kulam heim boi mebechinas cholol haponui, all of those stem from the concept of the cholol haponui, the vacated space which Hashem initiated when he first created the world. From which Hashem kavyachol vacated his presence in order to be able to create the world. Because had Hashem not done that, had Hashem not removed himself to a certain degree from that area, there wouldn't have been any room in which to create the world. Ki hoya hakoil echod, had Hashem not removed himself from that cholol haponui, it would have been impossible to create the world, because there would have been only oneness, only the oneness of Hashem. V'alkein mi'achar she'elu hachakiros v'kushis boim mebechinas hazois, and therefore, since these questions stem from that place, from this vacated place, from which kavyochol Hashem removed himself, dahainu mebchinas cholol haponui shemishom tzimtzem eselukus yisborach kavyochol, al kein bevadai yefsher b'shum oifen lohoven elu achakirois uletareitz elu akushis. It's for that reason that it's impossible for us to have understanding in that place, or for us to be able to resolve those questions. Kiim kein, because if there were understanding there, if there were answers there, im yoven oisem hachakiros v'itaretz elu akushis, im kein yimtza sham gam kein es Hashem yisborach, that would imply that you're finding Hashem there. And since we're saying that kavyochol Hashem vacated himself from there, if Hashem vacated himself from there, this is why there is this lack of understanding, this lack of this absence of answers. Ubemes yefsher limtzoi shom beilu achakiros v'kashi shebo michol haponi es Hashem yisborach. And the truth is that you cannot find Hashem in these questions, in these chakiros which come from the chol haponi. Ki mishom haynu mebchinas chol haponi tzimtzem es elokus yisborach kavyochol b'shvil b'riyas olam. Because kavyochol Hashem removed himself from there in order to make place for creation. Because had Hashem not removed himself, there wouldn't have been place in which to create. Because originally everything was just the infinite light of Hashem. It's for this reason that Rabbi Nazal writes there that about these types of questions, the Pasuk says those who tried to enter into them will not return. Ki osur lichnois beilu hachakirois klau, because it is forbidden for a person to delve into these questions whatsoever. Ki bevadai lo yevinim b'shum oifim, because the person will definitely not understand these things and will definitely not be able to resolve their question. V'lo yimtza lehem teretz b'shum oifim, they will definitely not find answers to the questions that come from this place. Kiev shalom sayshem sayshem is borah kanal, because it's impossible to find Hashem there, kavyochel, because Hashem has removed himself from there. Rak tzrichim lismoich al emuna levad, but rather, when it comes to those questions, a person must rely on faith alone. Lehamin b'Hashem yisporach b'emuna shleima b'lishum chakiro isklal, to believe in Hashem with complete faith, without understanding, without trying to understand and analyze. Ki be'em eslamitoi bevadai nimsa shem Hashem yisborach gam kein, afilo b'chinas chol aponui. Because we know that the real truth is that Hashem is there. Hashem is in the chol aponui in a certain way, to a certain extent. Ki bevadai ein shum dovor b'lodei chiyusei yisborach, because nothing can exist in any way whatsoever without Hashem, without the presence of Hashem. Rak sheyef shelohoven zois b'shum oifen ad losid lovoi. It's just that it's impossible for us to be able to understand this paradox until the future, until Moshiach comes, and we'll have a completely different level of wisdom and understanding. Sheoz yovinu b'chinas hatzimtzum shel chol aponui. Then, when Moshiach comes, then people will be given the ability to understand this tzimtzum, this constriction of the chol aponui. Eich shetzimtzum kavyochel is zivel kusoy mishon. How it's possible that on one hand, Hashem constricted and removed his presence from there, v'yafal pikein hu yisborach nimtza shom, and yet kavyochel Hashem is there in a certain way. Avol bo'olam hazeh yef shelohoven zois klal. However, in this world, until Moshiach comes, it's impossible for us to understand this. Rak tzrichin lismoich rak al emuna levad. But rather, a person must rely only on faith regarding these questions. U'bishvil zeh nikroim Yisrael ivriyim. Rabbi Nazal writes there on the Likutei Moharan that it's for this reason that Bnei Yisrael are given this name, this nickname, ivriyim, al sheyesh lehem emuna, based on the fact that we have emuna, and with that we're able to pass over. La'avor means to pass over. We're able to skip over certain questions, certain unresolved issues. Ayin Sham, look over there in Torah Samach Dalet, chapter 64 in Likutei Moharan. Then Rabbi Nazal goes on to say there, Rak hatzadik hagodol mo'oid, b'chinas Moshe, yochoy lichnois l'shon. However, the greatest tzaddik, the Moshe Rabbeinu, he has the ability, he's qualified to enter into those kinds of chakirois, those types of questions that come from the Chol Aponui. V'hu tzorech dafko lichnois l'shon, and he's required to enter into there, lahalois mishom es kol haneshama yishenaflu l'shon, in order for him to be able to elevate those souls that have fallen into that place, into that abyss, in a sense. That's the Chol Aponui. Hainu, al yedei hanigun shemezamer zeh hatzadik hagodol moed b'chinas Moshe, through the song, the special song, that this tzaddik, who's in the category of Moshe Rabbeinu, sings, humale oisam misham, he elevates those neshamos, those souls that have fallen into this Chol Aponui. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Oz Yoshir Moshe, Bechinas Tovoi Toshuri Meiroi Shamona, Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. look in chapter 64 in the Likutei Moran, where this is elaborated on, you know, in great detail. So this is Rav Nosson Zal's synopsis of that chapter on the Likutei Moran for us. He told us in the beginning that if you really, really want to get the full benefit of it, take out your Likutei Moran and study it very, very well and carefully. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to use this as a springboard to go into his explanation regarding Tfilas Mincha. Paragraph Aleph. V'ze b'chinas Tfilas Mincha shehi la'eis erev b'shas p'noi sayoyim. This ties into the Tfilah of Mincha, which takes place towards evening when the day is leaving. V'oz dino takifo shalta k'ma shikosu b'Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that that's a time when there are very major dinim, when there's very major harshness and judgment on the part of Hashem that's prevalent. Ki b'chol yom v'yom hu b'chinas b'riyas olam, k'mo shekosuv uv'tuvoy mechadesh b'chol tamid ma'aseh bereishis. Because each and every single day represents a new creation, as the pasuk tells us. With Hashem's goodness, He renews the act of creation all the time. So every single day is a new b'riyas olam. Ki b'chol yom v'yom nivra b'riya miuchedes. Each and every single day there is a unique creation that takes place. Uvechol yom vayoyim hu b'chinas mido b'fnei atzmo, shehein b'chinas b'riyas olam, b'chinas hizgalus hayomim v'amidois kimavur b'maimar anal. And in each and every single day, there's a different mido of Hashem kaviyachol, a different attribute of Hashem, which represents again a creation, a revelation of these days, which represent midois, these characteristics, attributes of Hashem, as is explained in Likutei Moran, in this chapter. V'ikar hizgalus habriya, shehem hizgalus hayomim v'amidois, hoyo al yidei b'chinas cholol aponui, shebchinas hatzimtzum kanal. And we know that in order for the creation to take place, it required this process of cholol aponui. It required kaviyochel Hashem vacating a certain place in order to make room for the creation. V'alkein, b'chol yom v'yom koydem sheyoytze z'ayom v'nechnas ayom shelachrov tzorech sheyeh k'moy b'shas b'riyas olam. Therefore, each and every single day there has to be a reenactment of this process whereby there's a chodol aponi, there's a tzimtzum, just like there was at b'riyas olam. And when does this take place? This takes place when the old day is leaving and the new day is about to enter. Dahainu shemischadesh b'chinas hatzimtzum shel cholo aponui shayidei zeh nizgala b'chinas hayoyim hasheni shebchinas b'riya chadosha. Meaning, there is renewed this tzimtzum that took place at the time of creation of the cholo aponui. And that's what makes it possible for the next day of creation to go on stage, you know, it's to begin, which is a new creation. Because as we said earlier, every day is a new creation. If there's a new creation, the whole procedure that took place at the first creation has to be reenacted. For this reason, every time there's a new day, the new day has to be preceded by a night. Just as when Hashem first created the world, the Torah tells us that Hashem started the world with darkness, and then there was light. So too, every single day there is this creation that takes place, and it starts with darkness, it starts with a night time, and then it evolves into a daytime. Because the tzimtzum of cholol aponi that took place when Hashem first created the world corresponds to the concept of nighttime, darkness, where the light is removed. And it's for this reason that in the way Jews look at time, night precedes day. Because there always has to be this constriction before the creation, before the revelation of light. Because without that, it's impossible to create a world, to make a new creation. This is also what's meant by the pasuk in Koheles, where it says that you can appreciate light from darkness. The value, the true value of light manifests itself from the darkness. Ki ikar hizgalus ha'or hu min ha'choshech. Because the main revelation of light is when you're coming from darkness. Shehi b'chinas ha'tzimtzum ha'or, which is the constriction. B'chinas b'reishech ha'shucha v'hoder no'or. As we said, first darkness, then light. Ki behechrech shehi yami koidem ha'tzimtzum shebechim ha'choshech, b'chinas ha'stalkasor, b'chinas chol ha'ponui, k'dei shi'amokim livroi so'olam kanal. Because as we said earlier, you must have that constriction, that darkness, that vacating of light, that absence of light, that cholol aponi, that vacated space, in order to make way for creation. V'ze b'chinas miyut hayoreach al yidei kitrug yef shalishnei malachim mishtamish peser echad. With this, we could also understand one of the outstanding events that took place when Hashem first created the world. We're told, this is last week's Parsha, Parsha's Bereishis, now we're in Parsha's Noach. We're told that when Hashem first created the world, originally He created Shnei Ma'oirois Hagdoilim, two large lanterns, which were the sun and the moon. And originally they were both equal. The moon came before Hashem with a complaint, saying, can't have two guys in the same place. Hashem said, okay, then you lower yourself, you shrink. Hashem shrank the moon. Hashem lessened the light of the moon because of the moon's complaint that it's impossible to have two kings with one crown, sharing one crown. Ki oir ho ein soif zebchinas shemesh. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives his explanation. Rav Nosson Zal says the infinite light of Hashem is represented by the sun. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ki shemesh umogen Hashem. Hashem is called Sun, Protector. The Ho'olam Bechloloi, and the world, Zebechinas Yoreach, Shei Bechinas Malchus, represents the moon. The creation, the world as we understand it, symbolizes the moon, which corresponds to the need of Malchus of Hashem. Just like the moon has no light of its own other than what it receives from the sun, so too the attribute of Malchus is something that has no light of its own. We've mentioned many times that a melech, the attribute of Malchus, is something that other people give you respect. Other people accept you as their king. Either they vote you in, or they accept your authority, whatever it is. It's dependent on others. It's not something that comes from you. Ki b'chinas Malchus manhig es klolius habriya. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that it's the attribute of Malchus of Hashem that runs the show, kavyachol, that runs the world, that runs the creation. V'ze b'chinas kitrug hayoreach yef shalishnei malach meshtamish b'keser echod. This is what's meant when the Gemara tells us that the moon complained and said two kings can't share one crown. Va'omer Hashem yisborach, and Hashem responded to that, l'chi u'ma tiesatzmeich, then you go and lessen yourself. Ze bechinas tzimtzum ha'or, kedei shei amokim lebrias olam, shehanagosai hu aydei bechinas yoreach, bechinas malchus kanal. This corresponds to the concept where when Hashem first created the world, we're told that there was a lessening of light. There was a removal of light from a certain place. Removal of light is synonymous with malchus. That's the malchus of Hashem, kavyochu, which has no light. This is the tzimtzum ha'or, in order that there should be place for creation. And we said before, what manages creation is the moon, which is Bechinas Malchus. So right now, Rav Nosson Zal added a new piece to what the Arizal speaks about. The Arizal speaks about the concept of Cholol Aponoi, Tzimtzum, in order for there to be a place to be a Bria. Rav Nosson Zal ties this into another event, this event of that originally there was two lights, and then one light, for some reason, shrunk. Its light was diminished substantially. Rav Nosson Zal says, hey, By the way, that vessel called the moon is synonymous with Malchus, which is another name, which is a nickname for the world. The world that we exist in is a display of the Malchus of Hashem. Another, sometimes the way we refer to this world is the Malchus of Hashem. So therefore, just these two events parallel each other perfectly. Paragraph base. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein b'chol yoim v'yoim li'achar chatzois hayoim she'oz maschil hachamo lehismayit oiro. And it's for this reason that every single day after midday, when the sun is starting to go down, the sun is starting to set, ki ad chatzois hayoim hachamo hoylecheson iro b'chol pam b'yoiser. Because usually until midday the sun is coming up and its light is increasing, the world is getting more and more light, ad shebechatzos hayom hachama b'toikva, to the point where at midday that's when the sun appears to be strongest in its light to the world, v'oz achar chatzos maschil hachama l'ismayit l'samsem oiro kedei shlo yispashet oiro yoisem midai, whereas after midday is when the light of the sun starts diminishing and becoming constricted, so that its light shouldn't be too much. Ki behechrich sheyismayit oiro v'yistzamtzein b'shvil b'riyas oilam, because it's necessary for this light to become lessened and constricted in order for there to be a creation. Haynu kedei l'chadesh habriyah shel yom shel achra, in order to make way for the next day, for the new day of creation. Because it's impossible for the light of the new day to make its appearance without first having a tzimtzum preceding it, a tzimtzum, a vacating of light. And it's known in Sifrei Kabbalah that whenever we speak about a constriction of light, that represents strong din, midas hadin. Chesed is always a concept of poisea chesiodecha, opening, kaviyachol, opening up. Hashem opens his hands and he gives shefa. Whenever we talk about closing or limiting or constricting or shrinking, that's a concept of tzimtz, that's a concept of din, judgment, harshness. Ki kol hakfirois v'chol hakushios shel hamachakrim v'hafilozofim v'hakoifrim kulom boim nishom ilchinas cholol haponikanal b'maymanal, because all the questions of the scientists, philosophers, those people who deny Hashem, who don't believe in Hashem, or don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, or they don't believe in any part of the Torah, all of those questions come from cholol haponui, as Rabbeinu Zal says there. V'chol zman shiyash avodah zarah boilam dainu kfiros v'apikursis charoin af boilam. And we know, the Gemara tells us, that whenever there is avodah zarah in the world, whenever there is lack of faith of Hashem in the world, then there is anger in the world. Midas hadin. Ki kol hatoiv v'hachesed hu oyer Hashem yisborach. Because when we talk about good, which is synonymous with light, Vayara l'kim es ha'or ki toiv, light is called good. So whenever we talk about good or light or kindness, that is all the light of Hashem. Kama shekosuv toiv Hashem lakoil, as the pasuk says, Hashem is good. So chesed and toiv are all synonymous with Hashem, the light of Hashem. Umi shemesalik mimenu oir Hashem yisborach chas v'shalom al yidei chakiros v'kushis, and a person who removes the light of Hashem from him by getting involved in certain, by questioning Hashem, by denying Hashem chas v'shalom, if a person denies Hashem, he's removing Hashem from himself, or he's removing himself from Hashem. Mesalik miatzmoi kol atoiv. So thereby, that person is detaching themselves from all that is good. Hashem is toiv. V'dinim shoyin alav. And therefore, that person is drawing midas hadin upon themselves. V'alkein oz beshaita de tzlois to the mincha shiachar chatzlois hayom shibchinas hatzimtzum shel raponui al kein oz dino takifo shaltganam. It's for this reason that at the time of mincha, which is after midday, when the light is starting to decrease, which is that tzimtzum of the chol raponui, that's why the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that's a time of midas hadin. Al kein tiknu chazal oz es tfilas mincha. It's for this reason that the rabbis established the tefillah of mincha at that time, v'hizhiru ma'od oleha l'schazek u'lisamitz l'spaloisa b'kavona v'lo yavor zmana. And they taught us that a Jew has to be extra careful, more than shachris and ma'ariv. A person has to be extra careful when it comes to mincha, to daven it on time and with kavona. Ki tefillah because we know that tefillah is synonymous with faith, as Rabbein Ezal writes in several places in the Kuteman, as is in the pasuk, "Vayihi yodov emuna." Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were outstretched in faith, and the Targum says, "Prison bitzloi." His hands were outstretched in tefillah, so tefillah is synonymous with emuna. Kish shom bebchinas cholal aponui. Osur lachkor shom bedaitoi klal, because when a person is in that cholol aponui place, a person is forbidden to think, to question, to analyze in that place. Rak lismoy chal emuna levad kanal, but rather the person has to rely only on emuna. Kali de emuna maminim shegam shom bebchinas cholol aponui gam shom nimtzu hu yizbor kavyochol. Because if a person has through emuna, a person is able to believe, even though I don't see it, even though I don't understand it, without seeing and without understanding, I believe that Hashem is there, even in the chol aponui. V'alkein b'tfila samincha ein shom kriya shma rak tfila levad. With this, we could understand an extraordinary thing. The fact that the Chachamim designed the Tefillah of Mincha different from Shachris and Ma'ariv, that in Shachris and Ma'ariv there's a Kriya Shema. In Mincha there's no Kriya Shema. Ki Kriya Shema hi b'chinas hamshochas hamoichin kiyadua. Because the Arizal tells us that when a person says Kriya Shema, that's the time when the person is drawing upon themselves moichin, understanding, sechel from Hashem. Kabbalistically, when a person is saying Kriya Shema, that's when they're receiving a shefa of Moichin Nigdusha. V'alkein, betfila samincha, ein sham Kriya Shema. And this is why at Mincha there is no Kriya Shema, ki shom bebchinas chol al aponui, ein yecholim lichnos sham bebchinas das klal. Because at Mincha time, when we are in the chol al aponui area, there, a person is not allowed to bring das into there. A person is not supposed to be using das there at all. Rak be'emuna levad kanal. A person is only supposed to employ emuna, faith. V'alkein, ein shom rak tfila levad. This is why in Mincha, there's only shmon esrei. There's only ashrei, shmon esrei, gemaras, no moichin, no kriya shma. Ki kriya shma, af pishi b'china semuna, because kriya shma, although it is also a major display of our faith in Hashem. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He gam kein bechinas moichin kanal. The Arizal explains and shows how that's a time of a shefa of moichin from Hashem. That's a time when Hashem sends wisdom and understanding to the person. Hainu bechinas emuna shel bechinas achar habriya, meaning that the type of emuna that's flowing in Kriya Shema is the type of emuna that applies to after creation, not before creation. Haynu b'chinas emuna levatel hachakirois v'apikursis hashenis, meaning it's the type of emuna that a person needs in order to eliminate the second type of questions that we didn't mention yet in this chapter of Likutei Halachos, which Rabbeinu Zal mentions in Likutei Moran there, the second type of question, the second type of apikursis, shebo mimoisrois, mishvira sakelim, which does not come from the cholol aponui, but rather it comes from shvira sakelim. Because we're told, the Arizal tells us, that when Hashem first created the world, there was another event that took place. One event was the Cholol HaPonoi, whereby Kavyochel Hashem had to remove, vacate his presence from a certain area in order to make room for creation. A second event that took place was that at a certain point, Kavyochel Hashem decided to place his light and his presence into vessels, certain kelim. A keli called Chesed, a keli called Gvura, a keli called Tiferes, and the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when that was done, these kelim at first couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle the light, and they shattered, kavyochel. This is called Shvira Sakelim. And just like on a physical level, kavyochel, when a keli breaks, when a glass breaks, a glass of milk shatters and breaks and falls on the floor, those shards of glass and spilled milk is a concept of moisturize. That becomes waste matter. You can't use that anymore. That has to be discarded, cleaned up, and thrown away. Kaviyochel, so too on a spiritual level, when in the beginning of creation, when there was this Shvira Sakelim, it created a concept of moisturize, a concept of excess, waste. V'afal pi shegam shom osur lichnois b'chakirois, and even though when it comes to this second category of questions, the questions that, not the questions that come from Chol HaPonoi, the questions that come from Shvira Sakelim, even though when it comes to those kind of questions, a person is also not supposed to delve into it philosophically, but rather to rely on emuna, afal pikein yesh shom b'chinas das gamkein. Still, when it comes to that second kind of category of questions, there is das over there. Umi shezoiche yochel lohovin shom bedas v'seichel, and a person who's on the right level will have the ability to understand in that place, to understand the answers to some of those questions, to resolve them with seichel, with das. V'ze b'chinas kriyashma shehi b'chinas emuna v'hamshochas hamoichim. Rav Nosson Zal says this is the concept of kriyashma, which is a combination of two things. It's emuna on one hand, and it's also moichin, it's also sechel. Ki bebechinas achar habriya yecholin limtzoi oisei yisborach gam bedas v'sechel im ho emuna. Because when we talk about after creation, when we talk about after that event of Cholol HaPonoi, there it is possible to understand. It is possible to combine das with emuna. V'alkein, and it's for this reason that b'chol ha'tfilois yesh kriyashma, shibchinas moichin kanal, that in the other tfilois, shachris and mayriv, there is kriyashma. Avol b'tfilas ha'mincha, hi b'chinas cholol haponi, b'chinas ha'tzimtzum, whereas mincha, which as we explained earlier, mincha corresponds to the introduction to the new day. Mincha is when we're preparing the stage for the next creation, so mincha corresponds to Cholol HaPonoi, hi b'chinas Cholol HaPonoi b'chinas HaTzimtzum, sheshom yeefshor lichnois b'das klal. There a person is not allowed to use das whatsoever, rak be'emuna levad, only emuna. Al kein, ein shom rak tfila levad, shi rak emuna levad, b'li shum das u'mechin. That's why in mincha you have only Tfila, meaning only Shmon Esrei, no Kriyashma. Ki ha-tfila hi rak dveikus ubitul v'emuna levad. Because tfila represents dveikus, merging with Hashem and nullifying oneself, and faith. Ki ha-tfila hi b'chinas lamala mi'ateva, lamala mi'abriya, b'chinas koidem abriya. Because tfila is referred to as above nature, it's above creation, it's before ukemuvan bedivar Rabbeinu Zal, as is found in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings. Ki atfilo hi bechinas bria bekoyach, vahatoyro hi bechinas bria bepoyal. Rabbeinu Zal points out in a certain chapter on the Likutei Moran that tfila is referred to as creation in theory, whereas Torah is referred to as creation in actuality. So that again, tefillah precedes the actual creation. V'al kein b'shas mincha mispalin rak tefila levad she'emunot veikus levad. And it's for this reason that when it comes to mincha, we have only shmon esrei, only tefila, which represents emuna dveikus, no moichin. Ve'ein maskiranos kriya shma ki oz ein zman hamshochas amoichin, because that's not a time of involving sechel, involving moichin. Ki oz hi bebchinas cholol aponui sheshom yefshal ahasig b'shum das umoichin klal. Mincha is a time of cholol aponui whereby it's impossible to achieve or to employ moichin or das at that time. Rak be'emuna levad, only emuna b'chinas tefila levad, only tefila. Paragraph Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas ma shebishas mincha dino takifo yoyser mi balai la'atzmo kemuva b'kavonois. Now we can understand why the Arizal tells us that at mincha time there is more harsh judgment, more midas hadin, even than at night time. Ki be'emes ikrat simtzum shel cholol aponoi shebichinas histalkus ha'or kedei shiyemokan lebrias oilom hi rak lefi shoh keheref ayin be'is hatzimtzum levad. Rav Nosson Zal explains, because the truth is that this tzimtzum of cholol aponoi, this constriction whereby kavyochel Hashem removed himself and removed his light in order to make place for creation, that only took place for a split second, a fraction of a second, at the moment of Tzimtzum. Ki tekev kishnis tzamsim hoer kavyochel, tekev umiyad hischel hismalois hatzimtzum eoro yisborach. Because as soon as that event took place, that Tzimtzum took place, immediately afterwards, the light started coming back in, started filling back in. Ki tekev umiyad kishoye b'chinas hatzimtzum shechol aponui, Tekev hischel brias oilam, dahainu hisgalos hayom vamidos ki yadua liyodechem. Because as soon as that event of chol aponoi took place, that's when creation began, and as soon as creation began, that's when Hashem's light started pouring in, started coming into days, which means spheroids, which means vessels. Nimtza She'ikar b'chinas hatzimtzum hurak lefi shoh be'es hatzimtzum levad kanal. So therefore, this concept of this tzimtzum, this conscription, is a very momentary event. V'al kein ikar b'chinas hatzimtzum shel chol aponui hurak b'shas hamincha levad dahinu lifnoi serev. And therefore, we associate it only with the time of mincha, towards evening, when the light is starting to go down, the sun is starting to go down. That's when the light is being lessened in order to prepare for the new day. Whereas, as soon as the night begins, the actual night begins, which means the new day is beginning, even though nighttime is also a concept of constriction, a concept of darkness. Afal pikein, tekev shenas b'chinas hatzimtzum, tekev maschil hismalois ulizgalos ha'or b'soichoi, shehi hizgalos habriya shal yom hamidas kanal. As soon as that tzimtzum happens, after that fraction of a second, immediately Hashem's light starts pouring in and starts being revealed, which is the beginning of the new day of creation. V'al kein tekev balaylo, afal pi shoz ubechinas tzimtzum kanal, afal pi kein oz tekev hischil izgalos habriya shebetoich hatzimtzum. And it's for this reason that at night time, even though it's still considered an aspect of tzimtzum, still it's also the beginning of the creation of a beginning of creation that's taking place within tzimtzum. Ki oz maschil hayom shel yachro, because that's when the new day is beginning. Lahavdil, just like when a woman becomes pregnant, the first days of pregnancy, even though there's stuff going on, a baby is starting to be born, there's nothing. If you look at this woman, you see nothing. If you look at her on the outside, You see nothing. You see darkness. You see absence of light. It doesn't start becoming visible until a couple of weeks later, or by some women, a couple of months later. That's this concept of night versus day. This concept of before creation versus after creation. So even though creation has definitely begun, this new creation has begun, to us it appears as darkness. It's still within that realm of Lila. V'alkein oimrim kriya shma b'tfilas arvis. This is why, when it comes to the tefillah of arvis, myriv, we do say kriya shma. Ki maschilin lahamshech b'chinas moichin, because we're starting to draw new seichel, which means the light of the midos and yomim, which is revealed within tzimtzum, within nighttime. It starts during the nighttime. And then we say a second kriya shma right before we go to sleep. The common bachatzois, and we get up at midnight. The oiskim b'Torah, and we learn Torah at that time. Shalidei kol ze mesaknim es bechinas hamalchus. Through these procedures, through tefillas arvis, and getting up v'chatzois and learning at that time, that is all tikkun hamalchus. Shehi bechinas kloli sabria, which means it's a tikkun of the entire bria. Because we said before, Malchus is synonymous with the world, the creation. Ki Hashem Yisborach maniges kol habriya al yidei bechinas malchusoi asher bakol mashala. Because Hashem manages the creation, the world, via His Malchus. As the Pasuk says, u'malchusoi bakol mashala. That Hashem's Malchus rules over everything. Nimtza shebalaylo misaknim es klolius habriya. So therefore, at night, we're involved in tikkun hamalchus, which means a tikkun of the world on a general level, a tikkun of the creation. At shebaoyer hayoyim oz ikar hisgalos oyer mitoich hachoshech. Whereas when we get to daylight, when we get to the morning, that's when there is the main revelation of the light coming from the darkness. V'oz ha'tfila b'shleimus, and that's when the tfila is really b'shleimus. V'oz ikar hamshocha samechin alidei kriyishma, and that's when the person receives the main measure of seichel, of moichin from Hashem, via the kriyishma shel shachris that he says. Ki oz b'yoyim ikar hisgalus so'er, because it's during the daytime that there is the greatest revelation of light, the main revelation of light. Even though some of it is going on during the night, it's starting up during the night and everything, but it really, really shows itself openly during the day. Nimtza shebetchilas halaylo tekev kishenech shachayoyim venigmar tachlis atzimtzum oz tekev maschil hamiloy. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal explains again, in the beginning of nighttime, when night is first starting, which means in the afternoon, when the sun is setting, and when that moment of tzimtzum has taken place, that's immediately after that tzimtzum, there's already the beginning of the milui, where Hashem's light starts filling in. The hainul is galasur habriya, meaning that the light of the new creation is starting to show itself and to be revealed. V'alkein ikra tzimtzum anal hu rak be'es ha-tzimtzum dehainu be'es shemaschil his-tzamtzim dehainu le'es p'nois hayoim shibishas ha-mincha daika. And it's for this reason that the main constriction is only at the moment of constriction, which is when that constriction begins, which is when the sun starts setting, when the sun starts going down, when the day is leaving, which is at the time of mincha. Ki tekev kishenigmar lehistzamtzim dahayno beis cheshchas lailo she'oz hu tachlis hatzimtzum oz tekev maschil esgalo so'or mitoch hachoshech. Because immediately after that initial burst of tzimtzum takes place, and that's when supposedly the night is the darkness of night, immediately there starts taking place revelation of new light from the darkness. Ki tekev maschil lahamshich b'chinas habriya sheloy sayom kanal. Because immediately we're already starting to draw the creation of that next day. וזה בחינס בין השמושויס כהרף עין, זה נכנס וזה יוצא. And this is why we have this famous expression in the Gemara that בין השמושויס, between day one and day two, is like a split second. Yesterday leaves and today comes in. ואף שלם עוד עליו, and it's impossible for a person to really grab hold of it, like to hold on to it. כי עיקר בחינס הצמצום של חול הפונוי, זה בחינס בין השמושויס, שהוא בין יוים ליוים. Because the real essence of this tzimtzum that takes place is the concept of bein hashmoshes, which is between one day and another. She'oz tzorach shiyeh b'chinas tzimtzum b'shvil hizkal sabriya shem hasheni. That's when there has to take place this constriction in order to initiate the event of the creation of the following day. Aval hu rak keheref ayin, but it's only for a split second, a moment, like the blink of an eye. Ki hu rak l'shaita kalitz, for a very short period of time. Ki histalkus ha'oyer b'shvil ha'tzimtzum shel chol ha'ponui hu rak heheref ayin b'shvil shiyeh mokom l'briya. Because the removal of Hashem's light in order for there to be this constriction of chol ha'ponui was only something that was very, very short. Ki heheref ayin, in order to make room for the briya. V'tekef hu miyad shenaseh ha'tzimtzum ומסחל תקף לסמלו יסעי דבחינס אור היום ועמידו ישנים שכנר אין סויף. And as soon as that completed, immediately there started the beginnings of filling up of light via the אור of the מידוס of Hashem, which comes from the infinite light of Hashem קו יוחד. ונזגלה בתויך החול על הפונוי, and was revealed within that vacated space, כי ידוע למייבן, as is known to those who study the Sifrei Kabbalah. וזהו ויף שלמד עליו. This is what the Gemara means when it uses that terminology, יף שלמד עליו. It's impossible to grasp it. כי בוודאי יף שלמד על זה ולהשיג זויס. The word למד עליו means impossible to grasp, impossible to understand. Because certainly there is no understanding. כי זויס הבחינה של חול הפונוי, because as we mentioned earlier, the concept of chol ha'ponui is something that we cannot understand now. We'll only be able to understand it in the future.